Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Ladies and gentlemen, you wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest podcast in the land, Growing in Grace, Gig. You know where that comes from, of course. Do you or don't you?
I don't think I do.
Okay, you wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band in the land, Kiss. Oh. That was how their shows began.
I know we shouldn't be doing that.
We're getting kind of, you know, licentious here with that that kind of talk.
Maybe if you'd had like a James Earl Jones voice or something, you know, I'd like the voices that do those monster truck commercials or something. Maybe it would have. Maybe
Sunday,
it
Sunday,
come to
Sunday. Yeah, I don't know if I could do those. I mean, everybody tries to do that. But I don't know if I would have the voice for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck in the middle of everything now. I've got a deeper voice, but you know, I used to be able to do a good Mr. Bill from Saturday Night Live, but I don't think I can get up that high anymore. It's like I might have mentioned this one time, but a couple of years back, I watched I think it was Elton John's final concert, and. Yeah, you could tell he wasn't able to hit some of those high notes the way he used to, you know, because Elton John songs have a lot of range.
Right.
And so it's so impressive when you see somebody like Paul McCartney or something like that out there still doing their thing and in their 80s.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's different. You know, Stryper, you know, Michael Sweet, he could hit, you know, he could scream and hit some really, really high notes. And I think he's—I want to say close to 70 now. I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe in his 60s, but I know that he has had issues. Not as bad as some issues with people. We're going off. We'll get into some stuff here. Obviously, we like to talk a little bit sometimes beforehand, and I know that Twisted Sister is going out on tour, and you know, Dee Snider, he admits he can't hit the notes, he can't do it like he used to, and so Sebastian Bach, lead singer of Skid Row, former lead singer of Skid Row, he's going to take the lead vocals on there, but I think with age, the whole point is that with age, vocals change, how you sound change, what you can do, and it's not just the vocals, as you and I know. Many other bodily functions change. Harder to stand up, harder to sit down.
Even professional tennis players need to start playing pickleball.
That's exactly right. So things change, and it's cool. Well, hey, we're doing something different today. This podcast, normally we have, you know, we record a few episodes in a row and then they'll kind of just play out week by week. This one is actually going to air the day after we record it. And that is because this week we had kind of I don't want to call it an incident. It was just something happened on something that I had posted. I have done something called Growing in Grace Together. Well, I did it in the past. It's been a while. I think the last time was in 2022. I had Mike Adams on with me from the Unsunday Show and the Grace Cafe podcast. And then prior to that, man, I think I used to have guests, but going back many years, like in 2009, I think Andrew Farley I had as a guest, Ralph Harris, John Lynch. All three of them had books come out that year, and we talked about those things and other guests throughout the years. But so I had been introduced to this very nice person, Torben Jensen, and he was introduced to me as an Exchange Life teacher. And here's the thing, really, really wonderful guy. And we had a conversation off, you know, not recorded, and really hit it off, really good things. And then he was a guest on Growing in Grace Together just this past week. And as we were recording, I knew within myself that some of the things that he was saying were definitely not along the lines of things that we would say here on this podcast. Again, nothing, this is not to speak anything bad of him, because I think he has a really wonderful heart for people to know the love and the grace and the freedom of God, and to know the power that comes and the freedom that comes in forgiveness, in forgiving other people. And so, but he did share some things that we received some, I guess, unfavorable, not the most favorable comments from our listeners. And I understood it. I get it. I understand it. And we just kind of wanted to touch a little bit on some of this. And so as far as that episode goes, I had made it into a unlisted video on YouTube. So it's still available. And if a person has the link to it, they can watch it or listen to it. It was audio only, but I'll provide the link for that in case a person is interested in listening to it. It's still going to be available. And then part two of the interview, where Torben really gets into talking about the freedom that comes from forgiving other people, that will also be posted in the same way. Instead of making, just because I know that there was some feedback that it made me think that, you know, it's a great conversation to have. And again, we'll talk a little bit about it. But not necessarily for public consumption, not necessarily for our regular listeners here. Again, if you want to listen, we'll make it available for you. So some of the things that he was talking about, and again, I don't really want to make this about him, but to assure our listeners where we're coming from, the idea of, and Cap, I'll bring you in on this, of course, too, because I know you wrote about some of this in your book. We've done podcasts on this in the past. The idea of being fully surrendered to God, that's something that you won't hear us talk about here. And it's not that we don't believe in walking according to the Spirit, or Paul words it in some versions of the Bible as walking in step with the Spirit, listening to Him. Maybe He'll give us directions from time to time, and you know, we'll want to walk according to what we hear from Him or what we sense from Him. So we're definitely for that, but this idea of being fully surrendered in every area of your life is just not, it's not something we feel necessary to talk about. And we know that it strikes, you know, fear in some people, who, because some people are, you're barely struggling to get out of, you know, to get out of bed in the morning, to, you know, to live this life in relationship with God. You've been hurt, you've been abused, you know, spiritual abuse is rampant in the church, you know, years of legalism, and you're just trying to work things out, you know, and it's tough for a person to imagine this idea of being, you know, quote, fully surrendered in every area of your life. And so there's that, and then there's just this idea that we wanted to talk about too, where among grace teachers, you're going to have myriads of different opinions and thoughts on things. We might all be considered, quote, grace teachers. I think here on our podcast, we more consider ourselves just two grace guys who've been growing in grace for 30 years who have a conversation every week. So anyway, some things that we'd like to share just in relation to all this week.
It does come down to a wide variety of perspectives, even when agreeing on many things related to the gospel of grace. And what my experience is, Joel, in watching this unfold over the last few decades, is that quite frequently you've got people who will, you know, say a lot of the right things that most of us would agree on when it comes to the love of God and grace, salvation as a gift, those kinds of things. But quite frequently, what I've noticed is sometimes it ends up just sort of gradually, sometimes the message starts going down a slippery slope and starts sometimes almost go full circle, where it becomes about us again. It becomes about what we do instead of what Jesus did. It becomes about what we do for God instead of God in us, working through us. It becomes about our works and our doing instead of the fruit of the Spirit, which is not the same thing. And so this can easily happen. In fact, even before my grace days, many years ago, I knew a lot of people. They, you know, they came from a certain denominational background. They believed certain dogmatic things, theological things like once saved, always saved, and a variety of things that a lot of us would see as true, but they always kind of left people leaving the church building feeling like, where am I at with God? Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of times you'd hear a lot of good things, but then it would sort of get twisted around a little bit to where it just becomes about us again and what we do. Where do I stand with God now? Am I forgiven? Was I saved? Is my faith genuine? I mean, these kinds of things I've watched people over the years struggle with because of the double talk that's going on. And I think something that we've tried to help people focus on here, because you see, this is like a grace hospital here at the Growing in Grace podcast.
Yes.
And the reason a lot of people have landed in our waiting room is because of those things. Even if they're hearing a lot of things that sound like the gospel, eventually it still kind of circles back around to, what do I need to do? The question the disciples asked Jesus, well, what do we need to do to work the works of God? What did Jesus say? He just said, well, first of all, you need to go to my seminar, and you need to follow the Mosaic law. Of course, he just said, just believe on him who sent me.
Right.
And I think sometimes we overcomplicate it, Joel. And if you don't mind, this might take a minute, if that, but something that I wrote in my book, which was quite a few years ago now in Clash of the Covenants, along these lines, and it goes like this. Christian religion that is based on a covenant combination will announce how God sent Jesus to redeem humanity, but watch out for the ifs. For example, you'll hear that God will bring light and life if you give yourself completely to him. God will bless and respond to you if you are willing to surrender everything to him, even the things we hold nearest and dearest. These generic talking points sound correct and preach real smooth, but it puts you back in the spotlight where Jesus should be standing. Just exactly what is meant by surrendering everything and giving your all. Jesus explained it pretty well to the Jews under the first covenant, and it boiled down to the impossibility of maintaining perfection. Preachers using these types of conditional catchphrases may attempt to imply a few things, but generally they will leave it to your imagination what it means to surrender and give your all. That's because it's just more religious double talk that will mean 1,000 different things to 1,000 different people. Many side dishes from the scripture will be placed before you in the attempt to make their case, but the all-you-can-eat verse buffet isn't necessarily the tastiest when the combinations aren't compatible with the main course. And I finish up with this sort of along these lines here, Joel. I go on to say, in Christ, we submit ourselves to God. That's different than surrender, by the way. We submit ourselves to God and his righteousness, meaning to place under or subject to, something the Jewish people did not do under the previous covenant. Our submission to this gift is quite different from the legalistic message that leads to the wrong question of, what must I do to surrender everything? So, you know, I heard that kind of stuff for years in mixed covenant churches. And it just left me wondering where I stood with God. And once I began to see the gospel for what it really was, and that it doesn't all just come back to me, of course God wants to work in and through us. Of course he does. Of course he wants us to avoid sin. Of course he wants us to be able to walk in him and experience all the blessings that come with it. But it's not our job to go out there with the determination that we're going to take what has been given to us from within and put it out there externally so people can see it. That's what the Pharisees did. Jesus right. warned about that in Matthew 6. And so, do we walk by faith or are we walking by sight? I think there's a bit of a danger. I know you got people out there who think grace is dangerous, and that's just silly talk. But there is a bit of a danger in telling people that if you're not showing fruit or works or some sort of outward proof and evidence of the faith that is in you, then maybe it's not real. And I think that leaves people in a place of insecurity. It doesn't bring them to a place of assurance. And it takes the focus off the finished work of Christ and puts it back on us. I know people don't mean to do that.
Right.
And your guest, Joel, I was feeling for him because you could see the passion that he had
Yes.
for Jesus and had all the right intentions with what he was saying, and much of what he said was great. I just think that sometimes, though, as we talk about these things, it's human nature sometimes to bring it back to it, bring it back to us. And I just watched this mixed approach for so many years, and it left me wondering, am I doing enough? You know, I mentioned this to you before that we recorded, and it's been a long time since I've read it, but if you haven't read The Naked Gospel, I'll just recommend it. Andrew Farley. And Andrew tells his story in there that resonates with a lot of people. And this is going from distant memory here, but one of the things that Andrew brought up was how, you know, it became a big part of his Christian religion to win souls, to witness, to do the soul winning thing, to share Jesus with as many people as possible. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that, but it got to the point where no matter what he was doing, how much he was doing it, it never seemed like it was enough. And it left him crying in a room in the corner, you know, mm-hmm. Where do I go from here? And that's what we're trying to help people out of. But having said that, whatever teaching you're hearing, including us, there's always going to be, no matter how inspired, no matter how divinely, no matter how much revelation there is to it, it's always going to go through a human filter. And sometimes it's going to be related to our personal experiences. And it's not hard for any human being to get off the track a little bit. Nobody has a perfect understanding of everything in the Bible or even the gospel itself. But hopefully you can grow to the place where when you hear something that doesn't set right with you from within, then you can just put that on the shelf or ignore it and go on with peace, knowing that you're okay with God.
Yeah. Yeah. There are indeed so many different views out there and so many different places that people are at in their walk with God. And that's the thing that I think is the hardest. You know, like you were saying, I think what we try to do on this podcast, what really, it's not so much what we try to do, it's just who we are and it's just what we do, is to talk about that freedom that comes in Christ and talk about the love and the grace of God and how there are no expectations from Him, but we just grow in His love and in His grace and in the knowledge of who He is and who we are in Him. And we will eventually, and without timetables, without any expectations, we'll just see how that works out in our lives. You know, we don't need to, you know, challenge one another to grow or to produce fruit, so to speak. Another email, we got a bunch of emails this week. Let's see, I'm trying to find the one. So this person says, when I first heard the gospel of grace, I had great joy and hope. But now I find myself hopeless and depressed. I worry that I didn't, quote, believe enough or have, quote, enough faith to receive the Spirit. I don't have the same experiences with God that other people have. And she says some other things here. And I think that's the thing, that if it becomes focused on what we have to do, or if we have to have some certain level of fruit. See, this is not how I'm going to respond to this person. I'm not going to say, well, if there's not a certain amount of fruit in your life, if there's not a certain level of surrender, then something must be wrong. Well, I think what's really wrong, the thing that's wrong here, it's not so much something that's wrong, it's that this person needs to grow in the love and the grace of God, get to know Him apart from any expectations, apart from any level of feeling like they need to be committed or surrendered, or that they have to have some certain mark that other people can see, or that even she can, quote, feel within herself. You know, she says, I don't have the same experiences with God other people have. Well, that's subjective. That's going to be as diverse as, you know, as we are as human beings. We're all not going to have, quote, the same experiences. It's going to be different for each of us. We're all on different journeys. We're all in a different place in our understanding of God and His grace and His love. And we can't put a measuring stick out there and say, you need to have this amount of fruit, you need to have this amount of commitment, or anything like that. And so what we do on our podcast is we encourage people to get to know the love of God, not conveying a message that something's wrong, but over the course of time, get to know His love and learn to be led by his spirit, the spirit of God, not rules, not principles, not goals. I like how on the Unsunday show and on the Grace Cafe podcast, I guess it is, I can't think of it exactly, but, you know, God didn't give us a goal. It gave us a substitute. You know, it's not that we're trying to fulfill certain goals in our lives in Christ, but we're looking to Christ, who became our life and who is joined together with us. And so, with all that said, I think it's wonderful when people can have a conversation like I had with Torben. And even if we're coming from different points of view, different angles, overall probably very much alike in how we see things, but yet having some, obviously, some very big differences, I think it's okay and good if we can come to that. But I have put myself in my own shoes, really, from 20, 30 years ago. If I would have heard even the slightest bit of mixture coming into, you know, coming from someone who was sharing an overall grace message, but the slightest bit of mixture was enough leaven to really put me in a bad place emotionally, you know. And so I can fully understand how sometimes things hit people the wrong way. At the same time, now I'm in a place where I can more accept other people from coming from different points of views, but I understand that other people are in a different place in their journey. And so, like I said, with this conversation that I had with Torben Jensen, you can find it on YouTube. What I'm going to do, like I said, on YouTube, the page is called Grace Roots, and I'll make a post for each part of the interview. The first one, it'll be like a text post or maybe a photo post. You can do that. You can post text. You can post photos on YouTube. And I'll link to the unlisted episode. So if a person is interested, they can hear either episode. The second part will not come out until Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026, in case you're looking for that. So anything else to add on?
Let me follow up here and wrap this up, Joel. First of all, what you mentioned, see, that's part of the danger, and I did the same thing. It's part of the danger of putting your eyes on other people instead of Jesus and his finished work. Because you can look at somebody at church and say, man, they just seem to have it all together. They just seem to be so super spiritual. They just seem to be in connection with God in a way that I only wish I could be. And you know what? Those same people at some point will let you down.
Right.
So while we're busy telling people I need to be doing stuff so the world can see Jesus, those same people are probably going to be let down by something else that you do.
Yeah.
Because we're not perfect people. It's not about trying to demonstrate things outwardly to try to convince people that faith is real, that God is real. But I would also just say, you know what? It's really okay for us to see things a little bit differently. We're all in different places in our walk with God. We might have different opinions that will never change. That's not always the worst thing in the world. Many other things that we can agree on, even though we might have a slightly different perspective, or maybe a different perspective. I don't think we have to, you know, be hurling rocks at each other and that sort of thing, too. At the same time, our goal here is to try to help bring reassurance to you in your walk with Christ, and that it was really based on the finished work of Jesus, and now we get to be a part of his life. You know, it's just one of those things, Joel, where I know it's easy for us to just get divided, because that's seemingly what the Bible does a lot of times amongst us Christians.
Right.
It divides us. It causes us to come to different conclusions. But I hope we can maybe get a better view at 30,000 feet and realize that in spite of all these differences or different points of view, that we can focus in on the things that are the most important, the love of God that will never change, and the salvation that came through a person that we know as Jesus Christ. And sometimes the other things that we see differently is just talk. And it's in the big picture, many eternities from now. Can't put years on it, right? Eternity has no years. But a long time from now, I think that we'll, you know, look back on some of these things that we've tried to dissect and hash out and maybe realize they weren't quite as big as we made them out to be at the time.
Yeah. So Cap, real quick, how do you pronounce this word? Volatile or volatile? How would you say
it? I would say volatile.
Volatile. Volatile. Volatile, volatile, volatile.
I think the dictionary might tell you there's more than one pronunciation.
Probably.
But I
say all that to say that next week we'll be back to regularly scheduled programming. And speaking of all of this stuff about confidence and behavior and fruit and all that stuff, an episode that we actually recorded several weeks ago, confidence becomes, what is it, volatile? Volatile. When it's based on behavior. So that's coming up next week on Growing in Grace.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.